Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you can visit us online at my website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to click the checkout past shows and subscribe to our programs on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For many Americans, Social Security is the cornerstone of their retirement income, especially for those who may not have significant personal savings. But the system is under real pressure today. According to current projections, the trust fund that supports Social Security benefits is on track to run out of reserves by 2033. Now, that doesn't mean Social Security itself disappears. What it truly means is that the extra cushion built up from past decades will be gone. If nothing changes, the program would only be able to pay out what it collects in real time. And that would result in across-the-board benefit reductions of about 23% for current and future retirees. During today's show, we'll examine whether the program's current challenges warrant changes to your financial planning strategy. But before we get to today's important topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Well, good morning, Kurt. It's so great to see you and do this show with you. And I have some very, very exciting news to share with you. I got engaged.
Congratulations. I'm very happy for you. Wishing you all the best. That's very exciting news.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it happened about a couple weeks ago, and I'm still trying to live up on that high of being engaged, but it's lots of reality. You know, the reality is hitting right now. So financially, mentally, everything.
Yeah. You go from being I to a team. And talking about teams, how are you, the Vikings fans treating you this weekend or this
after
the loss to the Eagles?
Yeah. That was rough. Not a great game. I also do have to say one of those calls, I don't know if you watched it, but there was a call on the Vikings that the Vikings got a touchdown. And I do not think that they got that touchdown. It was a right over the line. And I did not think that that counted, but somehow they allowed it. So,
yeah, that's part of the officiating gamble. So anyway, yes. But it was the Eagles came back with three losses, and the Vikings are a great team too. And Carson Wentz, well, used to be an Eagle, is now your quarterback at the Vikings. So
yeah. Well, how are you doing? How are you? What's going on in your world?
Well, we're actually, like I said, we're excited about the upcoming holidays and traveling to south for the winter. But also, we're having a party on the 26th for our celebration of our birthdays together, Geraldine and I, and also our engagement. We got engaged in April 29th, my mother's birthday, and we're going to get married on our birthday, which will be next year, next October.
Wow, that's exciting. So now we're both in this.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to plan. I don't know what to spend your money towards.
Well, like I said, it becomes from being I to a team. There again, there's no I in team. So they remember that. So.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's exciting news, and all things are good, and it's very, very exciting to hear about all of that. So, but this topic today, Kurt, I mean, Social Security is a big hot topic right now. A lot of people are wondering what is going on, you know, and for countless older Americans, few things are more pressing than Social Security's long-term future. So where are we going to start?
Okay, much of the data from our conversation will come from a recent U.S. News and World Report article. Should you claim Social Security sooner? A shortfall, shrinking buying power sparks urgency for retirees. So that's what we're going to start with today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, spark urgency. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, let's get right into it, Kurt. What is the article's first key point?
One of the biggest challenges facing Social Security today is it's simple math. There just aren't as many workers paying into the system compared to the number of people drawing benefits. Payroll taxes from workers and employers will keep money flowing into the program, but after 2033, the revenue is only expected to cover about three quarters of what's been promised. Unless Congress steps in with changes, retirees could see a cut in their monthly checks. And that's not very good at all. And now it's just up to the near-term outlook that's concerning. During the next 75 years, Social Security faces a funding gap projected to be in trillions of dollars, largely because of demographic shifts. People are living longer. The baby boomer generation is retiring in huge numbers. And the worker-to-retiree ratio keeps shrinking.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. The baby boomers are now at that age where they are retiring, and that is a large generation of people. And Kurt, when people talk about deciding when to take their benefits, it's not just about the monthly dollar figure. It's also about how those bigger forces in the system might affect their retirement security, right?
Jacqueline, that's right. The timing of your claim really matters. Take it early and you lock in guaranteed payments, but at a lower amount. Wait until full retirement age or even later, age 70, and your monthly benefit grows. And here's another layer. Inflation has a huge impact on eroding the purchasing power of your Social Security checks. A recent report highlighted in this article showed benefits have lost nearly 20% of their value since 2010. That's more than $4,000 a year in lost purchasing power for the average retiree. So the decision of when to file is just as important and maybe even more critical now than ever before.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And this is all about a balancing act. So let's talk about just how much people actually depend on Social Security, Kurt. I think a lot of folks might be surprised by these true, real numbers.
Yeah, the article shares a Pew research study from earlier this year found that Social Security makes up at least half of the total personal income for nearly 40 million Americans. That's more than six out of every 10 adult recipients. Let's drill down further. You can see that about 44% of recipients, those monthly checks cover three quarters of everything they live on. And for a quarter of those recipients, more than 16 million people or recipients, it's literally the only source of income they have.
Wow. Those are huge numbers. I mean, Kurt, for such a huge share of the population, Social Security isn't just one piece of the puzzle. It's the entire whole puzzle for them.
Yes. And even for retirees who have other resources like retirement accounts, 401ks, or in some cases, traditional pensions, Social Security is still a reliable, guaranteed stream of income that should be factored into any long-term financial planning strategy. Mm-hmm. For those who are less dependent on it, the flexibility can actually become an advantage. And I had a client the other day, we ran numbers, and she really got a handle on where she's at and when she should file. They can afford to wait when the claim gets stronger, which means you're locking in a larger monthly check for life. The key is making a strategy that lines up with your unique financial planning situation.
Absolutely, Kurt. And you're right. I mean, waiting is essentially the best case scenario, but not you can't always wait. You can't always wait for that. And so, Kurt, I think one of the most common questions people have is pretty simple. Should I claim Social Security early or should I wait?
Yes, the answer really depends on your current financial situation. You can start as early as 62, but that permanently reduces your monthly benefit. Wait until full retirement age, which in some cases is 66 or 67, depending on when you were born, and you'll get the full full pension amount. If you're able to wait even longer, those checks grow approximately 8% each year if you delay till age 70, and that there's no additional bump because 70 is the ceiling. For those who are healthy and have other income sources, waiting can mean a much stronger lifetime payout and a better quality of life, in my opinion. That challenge is that many people make this decision without a real financial planning strategy. They just jump in without any strategy. My advice, don't shortchange yourself. Work with someone who can help you optimize your Social Security strategy along with a good financial plan and get the most of your benefit that you work so hard for over your lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, Kurt, I mean, age 70 is where it's basically capped out at. That is the ceiling. And so I think a lot of people, especially baby boomers right now, you know, they may be waiting until age 70. It doesn't mean that it's right, but, you know, there's so many, it's just a balancing act. There's so many questions with this. And so working with a financial advisor is so important. So Kurt, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Yes, listeners can visit my website, actually a new website being constructed as we speak. It's highvalueconsulting.org, or they can call my office at 484-431-2874 to discuss how we can answer your questions, address your financial concerns about Social Security, your financial planning strategies, or any other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you work so hard for.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, working on that balancing act, creating that financial strategy is what's important for this. And so far during today's show, we've been discussing whether some of the murkiness surrounding Social Security's future is reason enough to overhaul your broader financial and retirement strategies. What's next on this agenda, Kurt?
Yes, the U.S. News and World Report article, Should You Claim Social Security Sooner? A Shortfall, Shrinking Buying Power, Spark Urgency for Retirees. Next addresses what can happen when decision-making is driven by economic anxiety.
Well, that sounds like a great article to me. So let's dig in. One thing I hear a lot from people is fear. I mean, fear is fear of running out of money, fear of outliving their money. I mean, if we look at the broader scheme of things, fear is a running theme in a lot of people's lives right now. And that really drives how they think about Social Security, Kurt.
Yes, a lot of it, again, fear and confusion. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of the same thing pretty much on a daily basis. And here's the thing that most people aren't running. They're not running the numbers. They're not thinking in terms of lifetime benefits. They're thinking more about today and not looking at the long-term future. And who can blame them? The prices in the grocery store are up, inflation is painful, and then you turn on the news and see the headlines that Social Security has funding issues.
Uh-huh.
It's no wonder people feel pressure to claim early today. But here's what I tell clients. The real question isn't whether Social Security will run out of money, it's whether you will. Mm-hmm. Taking benefits early might calm your nerves in the short term, but also locks you into a smaller monthly check for the rest of your life. That's why this decision needs to be made strategically and not reactively. A well thought out financial planning strategy can go a long way in helping you retire with more clarity.
Absolutely. And Kurt, you can probably share a story about your clients recently, but I will tell you, it just seems like our money isn't lasting as long as we had hoped. You know, right now with inflation and all the prices of groceries and everything, it just seems like our money and our financial plan that we set out for ourselves is not getting to where we need to be. And Kurt, it sounds like one of the biggest mistakes people make is not really understanding the long-term costs of claiming Social Security too early.
Yes, that's a great point. A lot of retirees and even people a few years away from retirement claim early simply because the benefit is available. They don't always realize they're locking themselves into a smaller monthly check for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules around claiming can be confusing. But here's what happens once people see the actual math. Their perspective changes. Claiming at 62 might feel good at the moment, but over retirement that could last for decades, the costs can really add up and make a negative impact on your long-term financial planning goals. For example, waiting until 67 instead of filing at 62 can add more than an additional $250,000 in extra lifetime benefits. That's a huge amount of money. That's not pocket change. That's real money that can make a huge difference in the quality of your life down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, from 62 to 67. So that is 5 years difference, adding $250,000 in lifetime benefits. I believe that that's well worth it. And this is why education and building a strategy in partnership with a financial services professional can be so important, Kurt. Once you know the numbers, you can make a decision that's not just about today, but about the next 20 or 30 years. Let's push ahead with our Social Security conversation by considering another U.S. News and World Report article that looks at the program from a different perspective. This article is headlined, How a 24% Social Security Cut Could Impact Your Retirement in 2032. People have been hearing about a possible Social Security shortfall for decades, but it feels like the warnings are getting louder now. How close are we really to getting to this, Kurt?
Unfortunately, we're closer than they may realize. Current estimates suggest that in just about 7 years, the program's reserves could be depleted. According to the article, now, this doesn't mean the system shuts down. It means that unless Congress steps in, the benefits will have to be cut because of ongoing payroll taxes would be funding the program. The Committee for Responsible Federal Budget projects a 24% across-the-board cut starting in late 2032. If no changes are made, to put this into perspective, a dual-income couple retiring in 2033 could see about an $18,000 less per year benefit. That's just not numbers on paper. That's real dollars that could affect your daily life. It could mean working longer than expected, scaling back spending, or even leaning on assistance programs to make ends meet. That's why being proactive, strategizing is so critical. Waiting to see what happens isn't a sound financial strategy.
And this is a great point. I mean, I will just tell you from experience with my parents are baby boomers and they have not retired yet. And, you know, but all of these things in question are really preventing them from retiring at the age that they want to, right? And so, you know, my parents are about 5 years away from being age 70. And I think that that is now their plan, is to not take Social Security and not officially retire until they're age 70, because we talked about that that's where the cap is. So there's so many people, especially baby boomers, that are sitting there waiting right now. And it's not a strategy to wait, but they're scared. They're scared to start. They're scared to enter into something that they can't return from. And so Social Security has been around for almost 100 years, Kurt. But I get the sense that the pressures on it today are very different from when it was first created. What's really driving the funding squeeze here?
The big driver is demographics. Since Social Security started, the official retirement age has only increased by 2 years. But over the same period, life expectancy has gone up more than 16 years. That means people are collecting benefits for far longer than the system was originally designed for.
I mean, people are living longer, but the program hasn't really adapted to that. Is that right?
That's it in a nutshell. And the ratio of workers to retirees has changed dramatically. Back in 1945, there were 42 workers paying in for every one retiree drawing benefits. By 2022, the number has dropped to fewer than three workers per beneficiary. That shift puts enormous strain on that system.
Wow. Those are also staggering numbers. And that's before we even talk about the new legislation, right?
Right, you are. Right. Recent laws have actually sped things up. The Social Security Fairness Act boosted benefits for certain retirees, especially those with pensions from jobs that didn't originally pay into Social Security. Meanwhile, the One Big Beautiful Bill reduced the number of retirees paying taxes on their benefits. And remember that every dollar for these taxes goes directly back into the trust fund. So lowering that revenue shortens the timeline for depletion as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And that means that while those changes may help individuals in the short run, they also make the overall system weaker, right?
Exactly. And here's the kicker. When politicians say we won't touch Social Security, it sounds like good news, but doing nothing is still a decision. Mm. And if Congress doesn't act, cuts will happen automatically. Inaction is just another path to reductions.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. I mean, we don't like getting into politics, but this is a great point. I mean, things are not permanent either. And no matter what happens in the legislature, it's going to change. I like to say that it's always written in pencil. And so things can easily change. But Kurt, during the show today so far, we've been looking at Social Security from two important angles, whether you should file early, given the program's somewhat uncertain future, and how a possible 24% Social Security cut could impact retirement as soon as 2032. That is 7 years from now, less than that. So what's next, Kurt?
The U.S. News World Report article, "Should You Claim Social Security Sooner? A Shortfall, Shrinking Buying Power, and Spark Urgency Retirement," next considers some options for bridging a potential future Social Security shortfall.
All right. Well, let's fast forward a bit, Kurt. I mean, say it's 2032 in this situation. Congress hasn't made changes and those benefit cuts kick in. What does that actually look like for retirees?
It could mean some very tough choices, especially for people who don't have much in savings to fall back onto. If benefits are reduced, retirees may need to rethink their lifestyle. That could mean going back to work in some capacity, turning a hobby into a source of income, or cutting back on expenses. None of those are easy adjustments, but they are options.
Okay, those are great points. And I imagine the timing of when you claim plays a big role here too, right?
It does. Claiming early can really compound the problem. For example, if someone files at 62, their monthly check is already about a third smaller than it would be at full retirement age. If cuts are then layered on top of that, say the projected 24% reduction, it's looking a much steeper hit. In other words, take the money and run doesn't hold up mathematically.
Yeah. Well, and I just have a question for you, Kurt. So you said if someone files at age 62, their monthly check is already a third smaller than it would be at full retirement age. So what is full retirement age? What are we talking about as it being full retirement age?
Full retirement age is 66 or 67, depending upon the year you were born.
Okay. And that's depending on kind of the generations, right?
Correct.
Okay. So okay. Not only do you get less for starting early, but if cuts come, Kurt, you'd actually feel them harder than someone who waited?
That sums it up. It's a double impact. You're locked into a reduced benefit for life. And then when you hit again with the across-the-board cut, that's why strategy is so critical. Decisions made in your early 60s can have ripple effects that play out for decades.
Wow. I mean, that's like a double-edged sword. And that's pretty sobering. It really reinforces that Social Security isn't something that you can just sign up for. It's something you need to address in your strategy. Let's say those cuts do happen and a couple ends up losing more than $18,000 a year. That's a big chunk of change. What's the most realistic way to make that up?
One of the most practical options is simply going back to work in some form. And I don't mean full-time necessarily, a part-time job. Some gig work or even freelancing can bring in steady income without completely taking away your retirement lifestyle.
Maybe you just get paid to babysit your grandkids, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's an option. Sure.
So it's not necessarily about clocking back in from 9 to 5, but finding flexible ways to supplement this income, right, Kurt?
Yes, it's all about filling the gap without sacrificing the quality of your life. For some retirees, that might mean driving for a rideshare company a few days a week or consulting in the field that they know best. Others may take advantage of skills or hobbies they already enjoy. For example, if somebody loves woodworking, photography, or baking, those passions can sometimes turn to small business or side hustles. The key is those activities just don't add income. They can also provide structure, social interaction, and a sense of purpose, which can be just as valuable in retirement as the money itself.
All right, Kurt, this is a good time to pause and tell me what you would do in retirement. What are your side hobbies that you think that you would continue?
If I was to retire, I would still stay active in my field with probably a handful of clients because I love what I do so much and have the passion for it. And I may get involved in some other kind of passive income investing, buying some laundry mats or car washes or something like that. That's some fun. So that when I can drive my Ferrari and get it washed and that stuff. So, yeah, things like that.
That's great. Yeah, I would say my thing is sourdough baking. And I'm a huge baker right now. So I'm not going to lie, I'm not even close to retirement, but I have thought about doing the whole cottage, you know, license and doing a little bakery out of my house. But it does take a lot of time. That when I am working a full-time job, it's quite different.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Absolutely no doubt at all.
Well, I mean, what you're saying, though, is with these hobbies and, you know, filling this gap and enjoying more when you retire, it reframes going back to work as not just plugging a financial hole, but maybe even finding new opportunities or fulfillment or finding a place to wash your new Ferrari.
There you go. the other lever is reducing expenses. And I know that's not anyone's favorite conversation, but it's a realistic one. If benefits are cut, you have to revisit expectations. That could mean less travel, fewer dinners out, or trimming back on discretionary spending.
You're telling me that I need to reduce my spending? I don't know how I feel about that one, Kurt, but it's sort of rethinking what retirement looks like day to day, right?
Yes, and for those willing to make bigger changes, the impact can be significant. Downsizing your home, for example, not only reduces mortgage or property tax costs, but also lowers utility and maintenance expenses. Some retirees even decide they no longer need two cars once they stop commuting, which can cut insurance, fuel, and upcoming costs dramatically. Another option is relocating to a lower cost of living area, moving from a high expense city to a smaller town or even another state that could stretch retirement to dollars even a lot further.
Yeah, while it's never fun to cut back, I mean, I really, really don't want to, but there are ways to make those choices and changes strategically instead of just being painful.
It's not about eliminating joy. It's about aligning your spending with what matters most to you. The goal is to make adjustments that preserve your financial stability without sacrificing your overall quality of life.
Absolutely. How can working with a financial services professional help someone build a retirement strategy that may be able to weather future Social Security cuts, Kurt?
Working with a financial planning services professional helps you see the big picture. They can analyze your current income source model, what-if scenarios around Social Security cuts, and build strategies that blend savings, investments, and timing decisions. The result, a retirement planning strategy designed to stay resilient even in uncertain times.
Absolutely. That's very, very well said. Anything else before we close today's show?
Listeners can visit my website, the new website, highvalueconsulting.org, or they can call my office at 484-431-2874 to discuss how we can answer and address your questions and concerns about Social Security, your financial planning strategy, or any other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement you work so hard for.
Absolutely. Well, this concludes another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.